And now the game where we ask masters of one universe about another universe entirely. The Blues are a legend in Chicago, and Lil Ed Williams is a legend in Chicago Blues. The Boston Globe called Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials the world's number one house rockin' band. And if that weren't enough, Lil Ed is also the man who taught Conan O'Brien to play the blues. And he is, in fact, pretty little. Lil Ed Williams, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Great to have you. Hey, Let's start with a nickname. Okay. All great bluesmen have to have a nickname. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick yours, or was it picked for you?
Actually, I picked my own.
You picked your
own. Yeah.
Were you trying to forestall other ones? I mean, you're like, I'll just be little. I'll just be just give me that one. I'll go with that.
No, I was just the smallest one in the group. So
really,
yeah.
Right. Did other members of the group have their own like slightly chubby Bob and stuff like that?
No. Not really.
No. And tell me how you formed your band, mm-hmm. and tell me how you got the name, the Blues Imperials.
Well, me and my brother, we were sitting down eating some popcorn, mm-hmm. you know, looking at TV, having
yeah.
a good time.
Having the blues.
Yeah, having the blues.
Like, oh, we're eating this popcorn, and some of the kernels are burned. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
And we were looking at the Imperial margarine.
The Imperial margarine commercial.
Yeah, and we were trying to think of that name, so that's how I came up with Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials.
Right.
It's lucky, too. It's lucky if you happen to have that kind of butter, because Lil Ed and the Blues Land of Lakes is awful. It's a terrible name.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's the Blues. That would have been a bad name, too.
I can't believe it's not the Blues.
Hey, so, that's a good song, though.
There you go.
Now, I know your audience at home can't see this, but you are wearing a very colorful fez right now.
Yes.
This is your trademark, but it's actually sort of almost a crown that you inherited. Is that the story?
Yes. It was formed by my uncle, J.B. Huddle.
Who is a legend in Chicago blues himself.
Yes, yes. He would take me into bars and paint mustaches on me and put big white hats on me.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Unfamiliar as I am with the blues world, my understanding was that you grew your mustaches naturally.
Well,
not when you're six.
Was that what it was? That it was he was getting you in underage into these clubs?
Yes, I was 16 at the time.
And he would paint little mustaches on you to get
yeah.
you in? All right, now I'm going to say this too, because the blues, as we know, it's generally about being unhappy. You seem pretty happy just on first acquaintance.
Well, you don't have to be unhappy to have the blues.
I honestly thought you did. I mean, I really thought that was the point, that you were unhappy and you sang the blues. That's why they're called the blues. Like, oh, boy, I'm singing the blues now. It's not like, oh, boy, I won the lottery, I'm singing the blues. It's
yeah, because so, you're thinking about all that money you got to give to other people.
Oh, really? Now, you're sitting here, we're very lucky, you brought out your guitar.
Yeah.
And you are, in fact, what we are known as like the king of the blues slide guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So what attracted you to the music? Let me just put it that way.
Well, it was my uncle's slide that actually attracted me.
Right.
Because it would shimmy.
Mm.
Like that. Because at that time, there wasn't 100-watt bulbs and 60 watts. It was only 40 watts in the house at that time.
Right.
So it was kind of dim, but the slide would shimmy in the darkness.
Really? So it was actually dark in the room, and
yeah.
you'd actually see it.
And it would shimmy, and he would, you know, slide up and down the neck with it, and I thought it was real cool.
Wow. Tell me about Chicago blues. What is Chicago blues as opposed to Memphis blues? Is it a musical sound? Is it an attitude? Is it a kind of lyric?
Chicago blues is pretty much all that, what you said, plus it's feeling, love, and fun, and happiness.
Love and fun and happiness.
Yes.
Again, I don't associate these things with the blues, clearly. Aren't you obligated to,
You must don't have the blues.
I clearly.
You're far too miserable to have the blues, Peter.
Apparently. The Chicago blues have lasted for so long and will last forever, I know. But is it odd to you or even frustrating sometimes that you're playing your music that is so difficult to play and so beautiful to hear, and what the kids are flocking to are musicians who, A, can't sing, and, B, can't play instruments?
Yeah, I think about it sometimes. Yeah.
Finally, I depressed you.
Yeah.
I knew I could do it.
Good going there, Peter.
Well, maybe I should stop talking and let you give us a sample of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything neat, nice and tight. You might think I'm funny. I like to make it right, 'cause I'm a compact man. I'm a compact man. Well, I'm a compact man. Keep things as tight as I can. I got a little bit of suitcase, little guitar. When I get rid, I get in my compact car. Compact man. I'm a compact man. Well, I'm a compact man. Keep things as tight as I can.
Woo! Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. That, from now on, is my theme song, baby.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, Lil Ebb, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here, though, to play a game we're calling...
My, you're a large.
So, we like your approach toward the nickname thing. It's modest, it's truthful, it's literal. Others have gone another way. We're going to ask you three questions about self-styled big things in people.
Okay.
Get two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on the home answering machine. Carl, who is Lil Ed playing for?
Peter is playing for Kate Kisner of Chicago, Illinois.
Well done, Kate. All right, first question is about the big unit. That's pitcher Randy Johnson. Despite his imposing height, his mullet, his sneer, Mr. Johnson has a softer side, as evidenced by what? A, he used to call his slider, his signature out pitch, Mr. Snappy. B, in his back pocket in every game, a Smurfette figurine. Or C, after being caught swearing on camera, he now only says fudge when he gives up a hit or home run. Fudge, he says. So he does one of the, he calls one of his pitches Mr. Snappy. It's his nickname. Okay. He's got a little Smurfette thing in his pocket for good luck. Mm-hmm. Or he only says fudge when he's frustrated. The big unit.
I'm going to go for fudge.
You're going to go for fudge?
Yeah. I like fudge.
You like fudge? Yeah, me too. No, actually, it's Mr. Snappy.
Oh,
he calls his nickname for his slider, his most effective pitch, is Mr. Snappy, at least at one time. All right, you still got some more chances here.
Okay.
And if you blow this, it's another song. Here we go. The Big Mac. The Big Mac is next. That's the McDonald's hamburger. It was actually involved in a scandal some years ago. What happened? A, a group of Southern California restaurants started using Kraft Thousand Island dressing instead of special sauce, and people liked it more. B, the company tried to corrupt rap musicians by paying them to name check the Big Mac in their songs. Or C, the company threatened to sue a 23-year-old birthday party clown who advertised himself as Big Mac Leibowitz.
Okay. I'm going to go with A on that
You're
going
to go with A. You're going to go with they started using Kraft Thousand Island, yeah. And everybody's like, yeah, this is much better.
Yeah.
Oh, would that it were true.
No.
It was actually, Big Mac was paying rappers. They offered any rapper who put in Big Mac in any of their songs.
Wow.
Every time it got on the radio, they'd get $5. And one
Man,
rapper.
I wish I'd have known that.
Well, you can do it now. Because let me give you a hint. There's a rapper named Mad Skills. He recorded a song with the lyric, all right, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac. Now where's my check? All right, let's get one right here if we can. It's about the famed British pro wrestler known as Big Daddy. He died some years ago. Why did he take the name Big Daddy as a nom de ring, if you will? A, he had 17 children by various mothers. Mm. B, his real name was Shirley Crabtree Jr. Or C, he thought presenting himself as a father figure would psychologically intimidate the other wrestlers. Notoriously insecure.
I'm going to go with A on that one.
You're going to go with A. He had 17 children by various mothers?
Yeah.
No, his real name is Shirley Crabtree Jr.
No!
Shirley Crabtree Jr. wouldn't have made a good professional wrestler name. That said,
I would think that that's pretty intimidating for an opponent.
That is.
Yeah.
Get up against Shirley Crabtree. Because if you lose that fight, really, you can just hang it up.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a pretty big guy, though, Big Daddy. So, Carl, how did blues legend Lil Ed do in our quiz?
Not too well, Peter. He needed two correct answers to win for Kate Kinzer. He had no correct answer.
Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials have a new album. It's called Full Tilt. Lil Ed, thank you so much for being here. Again, Lil Ed, if you would not mind, could you play a song?
All right.
One more song for us? Thank you.
got to get on board. Hold that train, got to get on board. I said, the woman, she left me. She left me this time for sure. Well, it was early in the morning, about the break of day. I looked out the window, she was sneaking away. Hold that train, got to ride it tonight. I said, me and my baby just had a big fight. Train conductor, got to ride it tonight.